ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ.
ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ಓಂ ಅಜ್ಞಾನತಿಮಿರಾಂಧಸ್ಯ ಜ್ಞಾನಾಂಜನಶಲಾಕಯ ಸಕ್ಷುರ್ಮುನ್ಮೀಲಿತಂ ಹೇನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರವೇ ನಮಃ. ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮನೋಭೀಷ್ಟಂ ಸ್ಥಾಪಿತಂ ಹೇನ ಭೂತಲೆ ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪ ಗದಾ ಮಾಹ್ಯಂ ದದಾತಿ ಸ್ವಪತಾಂತಿಕ. ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತ ಬೃಂದ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ವಂಶಾಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾ ಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯ ಏವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ಮೂಕಂ ಕರೋತಿ ವಾಚಾಲಂ ಪಂಗುಂ ಲಂಘಾಯತೇ ಗಿರಿಂ ಯತ್ಕೃಪಾ ತಮಹಂ ವಂದೇ ಶ್ರೀಗುರುಂ ಶರಣಂ ಪರಮಾನಂದ ಮಾಧವಂ ಶ್ರೀಚೈತನ್ಯ ಈಶ್ವರಂ. ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವೀಂ ಸರಸ್ವತೀಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತಥೋ ಜಯಮುದೀರಯೇತ್. ಶೃಣ್ವತಂ ಸ್ವಕಥಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪುಣ್ಯಶ್ರವಣಕೀರ್ತನಂ ಹೃದಯಂತಸ್ಥೋ ಹಿ ಅಭದ್ರಾಣಿ ವಿದುನೋತಿ ಸುಹೃತ್ಸತಾಂ. ನಷ್ಟಪ್ರಾಯೇಷು ಅಭದ್ರೇಷು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭಾಗವತ ಸೇವಯ. ಭಗವತಿ ಉತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕೆ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ಭವತಿ ನೈಷ್ಠಿಕೆ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಫಿಫ್ತ್ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 24. The title of the chapter is The Subterranean Heavenly Planets. Text number 21. Tha Bhaktana Atmavatam Sarvesha Atmani ಆತ್ಮಧಾ ಆತ್ಮಥಯೈವ. ತದ್ ಭಕ್ತಾನಾಂ ಆತ್ಮವತಾಂ ಸರ್ವೇಷಾ ಆತ್ಮನಿ ಆತ್ಮಧಾ ಆತ್ಮಥಯೈವ. ಥತ್ ದಟ್ ಭಕ್ತಾನಾಂ ಆಫ್ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಆತ್ಮವತಾಂ ಆಫ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ರಿಯಲೈಸ್ಡ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಸನಕ ಅಂಡ್ ಸನಾತನ ಸರ್ವೇಷಾಂ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ಆತ್ಮನಿ ಟು ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಹೆಡ್ ಹೂ ಈಸ್ ದ ಸೋಲ್ ಆತ್ಮದೇ who gives himself without hesitation atmataya who is the supreme soul paramatma eva indeed. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The supreme personality of Godhead who is situated in everyone's heart as the super soul sells himself to his devotee such as Narada Muni. In other words, the Lord gives pure love to such devotees and gives himself to those who love him purely. Great self-realized mystic yogis such as the four Kumaras also derive great transcendental bliss from realizing the super soul within themselves. Per quote by Srila Prabhupada. So one line per quote. The Lord became Bali Maharaja's doorkeeper, not because of his giving everything to the Lord, but because of his exalted position as a lover of the Lord. So I'll just continue reading the next stroke also, if you don't mind. Navai Bhagavan Nunam Amusyanugraha Yat Utapunar Atmanusmriti Mosanam Maya Maya Bhagaiswaryam Evatanuteti. The translation, this is text number 22. The Supreme Personality of Godhead did not award His mercy to Bali Maharaj by giving Him material happiness and opulence, for this make one forget loving service to the Lord. The result of material opulence is that one can no longer observe His mind in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. There are two kinds of opulence. One which results from one's karma is material, whereas the other is spiritual. A surrendered soul who fully depends upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead does not want material opulence for sense gratification. Therefore, when a pure devotee is seen to possess exalted material opulence, it is not due to his karma, rather it is due to his bhakti. In other words, he is in that position because the Supreme Lord wants him to execute service to him very easily and opulently. The special mercy of the Lord for the neophyte devotee is that he becomes materially poor. This is the Lord's mercy, because if a neophyte devotee becomes materially opulent, he forgets the service of the Lord. However, if an advanced devotee is favored by the Lord with opulence, it is not material opulence, but a spiritual opportunity. Material opulence offered to the demigods causes forgetfulness of the Lord, but opulence was given to Bali Maharaj for continuing service to the Lord, which was free from any touch of Maya. So we continue reading about this, the different planetary systems, and here we are talking about the some of the planets down, subterranean planet, heavenly planets, and the discussion we have been discussing about the Bali Maharaj Charitra. Prabhupada says in one of the, towards the end of this thing, any ceremony or any auspicious, any ceremony or anything, whatever you perform, whether it is a Pitru ceremony or it is some birthday ceremony or something, any ceremony, by just discussing the pastimes of Vamanadev, everything becomes auspicious. Because Prabhupada explains in the purport, we spend lot of money. We spend lot of money in the marriages and different ceremonies. But by reading these pastimes of Vamanadev, whatever inauspiciousness in the whole ceremony, everything becomes nullified. Completely it becomes perfect. So that's the beauty. By just hearing about Bali Maharaj is such a great thing, Vamanadev's pastime. So here Prabhupada very mercifully says, the Lord became Bali Maharaja's doorkeeper not because of his giving everything to the Lord, but because of his exalted position as a lover of the Lord. So this is the position of Bali Maharaj. Even though Bali Maharaj was born in a family of demons, like a Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj's grandson only is Bali Maharaj. So what can you expect? Like he's a great devotee. But temporarily for a short duration, he thought, Naraga, let me go on a conquering spree. Naraga, I just want to conquer, I want to occupy the throne, Indra's position. So he just did that, and then Lord, out of his very merciful nature, he completely shattered Bali Maharaj's false pride, and then gave him the full understanding. That's the pastime we are discussing. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is situated in everyone's heart as the super soul, sells himself to his devotee such as Narada Muni. The Lord is such a wonderful personality, because if you put love to him, then he reciprocates. Like, even though in Bhagavad Gita he says, "Ye yata mam prapadyante tam sataiva bhajamyaham." As you surrender, I reciprocate. But Lord is not just not like that, actually. That equation is like a little bit different, actually. As you surrender, he says, "I reciprocate." No, I surrender 1%, he reciprocates 100%. Depending on the love, he reciprocates more and more, more and more. So that's what we find in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. The reciprocation of the Lord is such a wonderful thing. That is what the devotees are surviving on. What is a devotee surviving on? That only. Because otherwise, you know, like every day, getting up in the morning, chanting Hare Krishna, like a day in and day out, years and months, years, decades are going like that. How they are able to do that? How they are able to do? If you just keep on doing some material newspaper or something you read, you get bored actually. 5 minutes you get bored. But devotees sit and read Srimad Bhagavatam for ages actually. Hours and hours every day, and then they know, every time they read, they are getting a different realization, different empowerment, or different ray. All these things they are getting, new rasa. Why they are getting? Because the Lord is reciprocating. That's what here the Supreme Lord, Bhagavad Gita says, "Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvaham dadami buddhi yoham tam enamam upayantite." Because the Lord is situated within the heart, he sees the devotee is trying to engage in devotional service. He is inspiring actually. Lord is inspiring. Because the Lord gives inspiration, yes, to get more understanding, more realization. That is why the devotee becomes fixed up. How the fixed up comes, not just like by his own sadhana, the Lord is, sadhana is there, but the Lord is inspiring the devotee. Yes, now this is the time. He gives all the understanding. Tesham evanagam partham aham ajnana chamtamah nasayami atma bhavasto jnana deepena bhasa anukampa. Because of this Lord's special mercy, so that is why the devotee is able to engage in all these wonderful activities. So this is like Lord sells himself actually. Lord is ready to become the subservient. We see now the Kartik month is coming up now. Now this month where the Lord became a subservient actually. Lord is Supreme Lord, he is master of everyone, and he becomes like a subservient to Mother Yashoda. Why? Because of the love of Mother Yashoda. The same way here in this particular pastime, the Lord completely gave, not now, now it's like now he is chastising Bali Maharaj. In this particular instance, he is chastising. But and what he is going to give Bali Maharaj is completely unheard of in the history. Never, because he has given all these things. So that is why the Lord's activities are called very 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 special actually, very special activities. So in this section, Prabhupada says, Sri Srila Prabhupada says, the Lord became Bali Maharaja's doorkeeper not because of his giving everything to the Lord, because of his exalted position as a lover of the Lord. And this is like the next sloka is translated, the Supreme Personality of Godhead did not award his mercy to Bali Maharaj by giving him material happiness and opulence, for this make one forget loving service of the Lord. This is the problem. Bhagavad Gita says that. Where Bhagavad Gita says about material opulence will be disturbing? Bhogaishwarya. Yes, Bhagavad Gita master. Bhogaishwarya prasaktanam taya apahruta chetasam vyavasayatmika buddhi samadho navidhiyate. Bhogaishwarya prasaktanam. Bhogaishwarya, if this is coming, this is a very, very dangerous combination actually. Bhoga and Aishwarya. Aishwarya is a, because sometimes now, we need some opulence, no doubt about that. But, and the opulence is Krishna's opulence. If you understand the opulence of Krishna, then it is okay. If you think it is our opulence, then it is our fall down. Bhoga Aishwarya prasaktana taya apahrita chetasa. The Bhoga Aishwarya is coming in this sloka also. Bhogam Aishwarya, the material opulence. We need material opulence. Not saying that. We have to have some opulence to do all these things. But this all the opulence is coming from Krishna and engage in the service of Krishna. So that is why in the sloka it is mentioned, but the Lord did not give him the material happiness and opulence, because to Bali Maharaj, he gave something different. That's why it is, Srila Prabhupada says, there are two kinds of opulence. One which results from one's karma is material, whereas the other is spiritual. This is spiritual opulence actually. So that is why when the Lord, sometimes we have a worry, most of that, there is one verse in Srimad Bhagavatam, if we read this verse, everybody will go away actually. Nobody wants to come to Krishna consciousness. It says here, Shri Bhagavan Vacha Yasyaham Anugrannami Harishyeta Dhanam Sanai Tato Adhanam Tejanti Asya Swajana Dukkita Dukkitam. The personality of Godhead said, if I especially favor someone, I gradually deprive him of his wealth. Then the relatives and friends of such poverty stricken man abandon him. In this way, he suffers one distress after another. If somebody hears that, not like that, back off. I'm not here. Just here the Lord is saying, if I especially favor someone, I gradually deprive him of his wealth. Then the relatives and friends of such poverty stricken man abandon him. In this way, he suffers one distress after another. As if we don't have any distress, and the Lord also comes here and he wants to take away all the opulence and we suffer more and more. Oh, this is what for Krishna consciousness? I don't want Krishna consciousness. Most of the people, that's why this type of slokas only we have to discuss someone, because otherwise when they read this sloka, then they think, oh no, I don't want Krishna consciousness. Whatever little opulence I have, I don't want to give it up. But what they don't understand is, Lord gives, takes away something. But again, this is not for everyone. Lord doesn't do that actually. Very, very special devotee, Bali Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, great devotees. Because to come to that category is very, very difficult. But still, what we have to understand is, what Lord takes away is like only the things which are not going to be favorable to our devotional service. That is what Lord is going to take. But we are going to see in the pastime of Bali Maharaj, when Lord took away everything, but then you see what Lord gave him back, which is completely transcendental. This is the beauty. Because when the Lord, even though seemingly outwardly he is taking away something from his devotee, but what he gives, you can't imagine actually. Srila Prabhupada says, when Lord wants to take away, Lord wants to take away something from you, you have only two hands to protest. Two hands to protest only. Lord has many hands, he can take it away anyway. But if Lord wants to give you something, Lord has so many hands, but you only have two hands. How much you can handle? Only little bit only you can handle. So that we can understand. This is very, very wonderfully exemplified in the life of Srila Prabhupada. Wonderfully exemplified. Because what Srila Prabhupada did, Srila Prabhupada had an ardent desire from the beginning only. From the beginning of starting the Ratha Yatra and small this thing, everything in the, that's why very aptly called lifetime in preparation. It's not like Srila Prabhupada started just only after 65 years devotional service. No, lifetime in preparation. From the beginning only he's doing all these things. But then how the Lord reciprocated with him, each and every step you can see. Each and every step, he is going here, starting the business, and then have meeting spiritual master, and then the business going not okay, and this and that, family not cooperating, all these things in a different circumstances, different situations, all these things did not, like if it is a materialistic person, then immediately will drop everything. No, if it is going, Krishna conscious means this, all this struggle, I don't want Krishna consciousness. But Prabhupada didn't do that. Prabhupada, yes, he had this, that's why he says, Vyavasayatmika Buddhi. He just one focus. Guru Maharaj has given that instruction, so then all the arrangement, see that this is the beauty, when the Lord will put you into test, there is no doubt about that. We should not think that if Bali Maharaj is put into test, all the Pandavas are put into test, all the great authority, they are all put into test. We should not think that, oh, Lord is not going to, Lord will put us to test. But when he puts us into the test, he will also give us the strength. He will also give us the way how we can pass the test also. That is what we have to understand. If we show little bit of inclination, if we show little bit of our devotion and love to Krishna, and then Krishna reciprocates unlimitedly. And this is like this reciprocation between Krishna and his devotee. This is mind-boggling actually. How the Lord can reciprocate. Like normally if somebody helps you and you feel indebted and all these things, that's understandable. Because we help somebody and then, but Lord, who can help Lord? Nobody can help Lord. He has everything. Sat Aishwarya. All Aishwaryas are there in Purna, in the Lord. And who can help him? Who can do anything for him? Nobody can do anything. But how the Lord feels? I was just reading in this ninth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Few. I will just read only few slokas where how the Lord feels the devotee and the conversation between the Durvasa Muni and the Lord Vishnu. So here he says, this is the context: is Durvasa Muni goes to the Vaikuntha entrance. And he is requesting the Lord, my Lord, I have offended your devotee Ambarish, please protect me. This is, he is making the plea. And now the Supreme Lord is saying, Shri Bhagavan Vacha Aham Bhakta Paradino Hi Aswatantara Iva Dvija Sadhubir Grasta Hridayo Bhaktair Bhakta Janapriya. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said to the Brahmana, I am completely under the control of my devotees. Is the Lord is saying, I am completely under the control of my devotees. Indeed, I am not at all independent. Because my devotees are completely devoid of material desires, I sit only within the core of their hearts. What to speak of my devotee? Even those who are my devotees of my devotee are very, very dear to me. This is the importance Lord attaches to the pure devotee. This is like he is telling Durvasa Muni, he is a great Brahmana, mystic yogi, and he is telling him, this is my position. Then he continues to say, Nahamatmanam asashe madbhaktai sadhubir vina sriyam adhyantyatikam brahma yesham gadir aham para. O best of the Brahmanas, without saintly persons for whom I am the only destination, I do not desire to enjoy my transcendental bliss and my supreme opulences. Ye dharagra putrapta pranan vittam imam param hitvamam sharanam yata katam tam taktum utsahe. Since pure devotees give up their homes, wives, children, relatives, riches and even their lives simply to serve me without any desire for material improvement in this life or in the next, how can I give up such devotee at any time? This is not, because this is what we have to, by understanding Srimad Bhagavatam, very difficult position. We can't become like Ambarish Maharaj. We can't become like a Bali Maharaj. No, at least what is the expectation? This is the expectation. Lord, he is ready to offer that. If a devotee, pure devotee, engages in devotional service, Lord becomes completely controlled. He says further in this sloka, Mahi nirbhadda hridaya sadava samadarshinaha vase kurvanti mam bhaktya sat striya sat patim yata. As a chaste woman bring their gentle husbands under control by service, the pure devotees who are equal to everyone and completely attached to me in the core of the heart bring me under their control. This is the way the pure devotees bring the Lord under their control. Matsevaya pratitam te salokyati chatushtayam nechanti sevaya purna kuto anyat kala viplutam. My devotees who are always satisfied to be engaged in my loving service are not interested even in the four principles of liberation, salokya, sarupya, samipya, sarshti. Although these are automatically achieved by their service, what then is to be said of such perishable happiness as elevation to the higher planetary systems? Then he concludes, Sadavo hridayam mahyam sadunam hridayam tuham madhanyete najanati naham tebhyo managabhi. The pure devotee is always within the core of my heart, and I am always in the core heart of my pure devotee. My devotees do not know anything else but me, and I do not know anyone else but them. So this is the giving a hint to Durvasa Muni that it's not going to work out. Don't, I'm not going to spare you. Because then he says, O Brahmana, let me advise you for your own protection. Please hear from me. By offending Maharaj Ambarish, you have acted with self-envy. Therefore, you should go to him immediately without a moment's delay. One's so-called prowess, when employed against the devotee, certainly harms he who employs it. That it is the subject, not the object, who is harmed. So this is the, when we hear this pastimes of Maharaj, Ambarish Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, Bali Maharaj, Dhruv Maharaj, Prahlad, all these things is gives us the understanding how much Lord is caring for the devotee. Just because the pure devotee does not have any expectation, any kind of something written, no, devotee doesn't think about that. He will do all the activities, and then whatever the Lord gives, he takes as like his mercy actually. So that is the speciality. And Srila Prabhupada says in the one of the purports, it is said by the Lord, Yasyaham anugrinnami harishyeta dhanam sanai. The Lord told Yudhishthira Maharaj that his special favor is shown to his devotee when he takes away all devotees' material opulences. And Prabhupada explains in the purport. Therefore, it is... Therefore, it is experienced that Vaishnavas are not very opulent in the material sense. When a Vaishnava, pure devotee, tries to be materially opulent, at the same time desires to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, devotional service is checked. The Lord, in order to show him a special favor, destroys his so-called economic development and material opulences. Thus, the devotee, being frustrated in his repeated attempts to economic development, ultimately takes solid shelter under the lotus feet of the Lord. That is the thing. Why Lord has to remove? For him, he doesn't have any need. But the thing is, he sees the devotee, he wants to engage in devotional service. At the same time, there is a little bit of remnants there, a little bit of a material tinge is there. So Lord is making arrangements so that is removed actually. Sometimes that pains also. This it is said like when the weeds are removed, when the anarthas are removed, there is sometimes when you are pulling out, then that it looks like I am so much attached to this, and then that is removed, then there is a little bit of pain there. But we have to tolerate, because Lord is doing that for our own benefit. That is one of the items of surrender. This is like anukulyasya sankalpam, pratikulyasya varjana. Whatever is favorable to devotional service, I may not like it, but still I have to take it. Some of the things I may very attached to that, but that is pratikulya to devotional service, then we have to give it up. The same way here, the Lord makes the arrangement. In this case also, Bali Maharaj usurped the position of Indradev. But the beauty is, he wanted to conquer the whole thing without understanding Lord is the master. Lord is the master. Lord is the controller of everything. But he did that. Not that he is not like a... He had a devotional... Everything was there. Devotional inclination is there. So to correct that situation, Lord came in the form of Vamanadev, he asked for three steps of land. So when he was in the first step only, he covered the whole this thing and expanded his body. And in the other step, he completely covered outer universe, outer space also. So then he asked Vamanadev, asked Bali Maharaj, Bali, you said you gave the promise that you are going to give three steps, only two steps I have completed everything, what are you going to do? So then Bali Maharaj said, the Acharyas give this, Bali Maharaj offered his head. Even at that time he was thinking, this body belongs to me, I will offer this body to me. So Lord, that is why Lord bound him also, bound Bali Maharaj. But then we know the past time when he was bound, Prahlad Maharaj comes, and Vindhyavali, that Bali Maharaj's wife, everything, everyone, wonderful. This is like Srimad Bhagavatam, when you start reading how these prayers of all these great devotees, and then Brahmaji speaks, and then we can understand the greatness of the devotees. How the Lord reciprocated with this devotee, it's a very special favor. From a material point of view, if you see, this Lord is taking away from everything from me, that means that he's not a good Lord, then let me go to somebody else, who is going to be very fulfilling all my desires, like that. Now people will think like that. But Lord, when he takes away something from you, but what he gives, this is the beauty. Here, in this case, Lord gave Bali Maharaj
Bali, you will become Indra. You had a desire, it will be fulfilled. Like the same way, Dhruva Maharaj had a desire. I want to have a kingdom bigger than my father's kingdom. So that desire also was fulfilled, and fulfilled in a devotional way. So same way, Bali Maharaj also, Lord said, yes, after all the incidents, you know, like all the great personalities spoke, so he released Lord, and then I have created a Sutala planet. Bali Maharaj was offered a planet called Sutala planet. You live in this planet is completely protected by me. And Lord becomes a doorkeeper. What to talk of? Lord says to Bali Maharaj, even this planet cannot be attained by demigods. He wanted to become only Indra Loka. He wanted to conquer Indra. But here I am giving you something, it's completely transcendental. I am giving you this Sutala planet. You live there happily. And then the next Manu, Savarni Manu, when he comes, at that time, you become Indra. This is the beauty. His desire is, see, the Lord is so merciful, he does not take away. Even you had the desire, he will fulfill the desire. But only thing is, Lord fulfill the desire in such a way that your devotion is protected. But if other devatas, they fulfill the desire, they don't really worry about it. They will fulfill the desire based on whatever the prescription, what you have performed, they will fulfill. But Lord, he will fulfill the desire and also maintain your devotion. That's why, like in the Savarni Manu, now we are in a Vaivaswata Manu. We are in the in this Manu, whatever the Manu Reen is now Vaivaswata Manu. The 14 Manus come in one day of Brahma. Now the Savarni Manu, when comes, the whole thing will change. Portfolio changes. The whole portfolio change. At that time, Bali Maharaj, he become. But that time, that Indradev is a wonderful Indradev. Because he's like a Mahajan. What is his problem? He will be Indradev and he will finally go back home, back to the spiritual world. So that's not a problem. So like this, Lord, even though apparently he takes away something from the devotee, but what he gives is so wonderful. Same thing in Srila Prabhupada's case. Srila Prabhupada came and then so many things happened, even in US. Typewriter stolen, that was stolen, this was stolen, no cooperation, this. But then when Lord gave something, then hundreds and hundreds of, now by the mercy of Prabhupada, by the mercy of all the followers, so many opulence, so much opulence for Krishna Kanha is Krishna's opulence. That is what we have to remember. All this opulence, very opulent, very thing good, but it is Krishna's opulence. If you forget that it is Krishna's opulence, it is my opulence, if I use for my own sense gratification, then it is our fall down. So we have to remember, yes, Krishna has kindly given this opulence to us so that we can engage in his service. So that is, and also we should not think if somebody has opulence, it's not a disqualification. Sometimes, like this is what the here says, a surrendered soul who fully depends on the Supreme Personality of God and does not want material opulence for sense gratification. He does not want, but the opulence is already given to him. Therefore, when a pure devotee is seen to possess exalted material opulence, it is not due to his karma, rather it is due to his bhakti. Because Krishna gives that. Like we find in the pastime of Pundarika Vidyanidhi. If for the Pundarika Vidyanidhi, he was a close associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he was very opulent actually. When Mukunda took Gadadhar Pandit one day, we are going to see a Vaishnava. So then we saw the Vaishnava and Pundarika Vidyanidhi is sitting in a very opulent place, an opulent sitting place, and was very, very wonderful, nice dress. And I was thinking, yes, sir, you are going to see a Vaishnava. It doesn't look like a Vaishnava. Right? He thought like is somebody who is a sense enjoyer, like that. Then Mukunda, he could understand the mood of. So then he started reading some passages from Srimad Bhagavatam. So then when he heard these passages, Pundarika Vidyanidhi completely threw everything and then he was complete in ecstasy. Then he could understand, like this is not, because that's why sometimes we have to, the opulence from externally we may see, oh, the person is in a very, this thing, but that doesn't mean opulence, this is like external opulence may be there. But internally he is relishing Krishna consciousness. That is important. Sometimes we may miss this also. Sometimes we will see, oh, it's a very opulent place. But how the person is living in that place or that person's consciousness, that is important. And also, it is interesting, when pure devotees are given opulence, They don't want to take advantage like that. Like when Dhruva Maharaj, went for we know the story where the Yaksha was killing Dhruva Maharaj's brother, and then Dhruva Maharaj went and killed so many Yakshas, and then Manu, Swayambhuva Manu, came and told Dhruva, is too much now. Enough is enough. It's too much. But now, by your action, you have completely angered Kuvera, the king of Yakshas. You go and ask forgiveness. Then Dhruva Maharaj went and asked for forgiveness from Kuvera. And then Kuvera said, Kuvera, who is Kuvera? He is the master of all the wealth. So he asked, whatever benediction you want from me, please take it. So now we could have had some notepad or not. We'll give all the opulences, what all the things we can ask for. But Dhruva Maharaj said, my dear Lord, please, I want to have unflinching devotion. My devotion to Krishna, Lord should be unflinching. That, please give me that benediction. So that means, see, a pure devotee, when he is given all these things, he will not aspire for any kind of material opulences, even though opulence is given to him. The same thing was given to Prahlad Maharaj also. Prahlad Maharaj, who is Prahlad Maharaj? The grandfather of Bali Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj also was given all the opulence, but he said, no, I don't want any boons because I am very, very afraid actually. But then Lord had said, look, I am giving the opulence. This will not hamper your devotion. Then Maharaj took, Prahlad Maharaj took it also. So like this, we have instances in the Srimad Bhagavatam and all the literature. So much information is there, and we can, like how the devotees reciprocated with this opulence also. Actually, one place Srila Prabhupada talks about the special mercy given to this punishment meted out by the Supreme Personality of Godhead is accepted by the devotee as a great mercy. This is like, that's what Bali Maharaj, even though from an external point of view, it is a very degrading situation. Like if somebody is tied and somebody is humiliated, like it's not. But the devotee takes it as a special mercy. So Srila Prabhupada quoted that verse, famous verse, Tattena kambam susumikshamana bunjana evatma kritam vipakam kridva kvapur vidata namaste jiveta yo mukti patech dhayabak. One who seeks your compassion and does tolerate all kinds of adverse conditions due to the karma of his past deeds, who engages always in your devotional service with his mind, words and body, and who always offers obeisances to you, is certainly a bona fide candidate for liberation. So that person is a bona fide candidate for liberation. So this is the way. Sometimes a devotee may get troubled, may get some kind of distress or some kind of situation, testing situation. But devotee always remembers, yes, this situation, actually because of my karma, I should suffer more. That's what Srila Prabhupada used to say. Because our karma is so much, then we have to suffer more. But I am engaged in devotional service. Because of that, the intensity of the karma is very much reduced. So the Lord, out of his compassion, he has reduced the karma, the intensity of the karma, so that we can gradually make progress. So that way, if you understand, we will be always successful. We won't feel like, oh, rejected, dejected or anything. So so here these pastimes are there, and Srila Prabhupada explains further here, and he says, the special mercy of the Lord for the neophyte devotee is that he becomes materially poor. Neophyte devotee, because it's like if he takes away something, but he is going to give. But the devotee sometimes, that's why we should have very clear understanding that Lord, opulence may be given to you, but we should always remember this is opulence given by the Lord to be engaged in the service of the Lord. So that way, that opulence will not create any problem. Like Yukta Vairagya. This is the whatever, if we can understand the sambandha between the Lord, like then it becomes okay. Otherwise, it becomes like a reject everything material. Like that, we can reject. But instead of that, what is the sambandha with Krishna? If this particular item has a sambandha with Krishna, if I can use it in the service of Krishna, then we will not be enamored by the opulence. Then this opulence is given by the Lord for a specific purpose. I will use it accordingly. So then that will not create any bondage. Prabhupada continues in the purport. This is Lord's mercy, because if a neophyte devotee becomes materially opulent, he forgets the service of the Lord. This also we see. Sometimes, you know, like in distress, naturally people come to Krishna consciousness. Yes, but the distress is rectified. Oh, I don't have any distress, so let me just go ahead and enjoy life. Like they go away. So that means the distress is sometimes better actually. That is why Kunti Maharani prays that all the problems happened when Krishna was living for Dwaraka. And Kunti Maharani is saying, oh, you know, when we had problem, you were all the time with us. Now all of our problems are solved. Now you are going away. Better all the problems be there so that we can be always, we have your association. So this is a very, very exalted position. We can't imitate that position because it's a very exalted position. Kunti Maharani is asking for apunarbhava darshanam. I can have your darshan. I can have your association. Let all the problems happen. So we can't at least whatever problem, let the problem finish. Let me continue our devotion. That we can offer. Then, however, if an advanced devotee is favored by the Lord with opulence, it is not material opulence but a special opportunity. Material opulence offered to demigods causes forgetfulness of the Lord, but opulence was given to Bali Maharaj for continuing service to the Lord, which was free from any touch of Maya. So this is the beauty. Because we see in Krishna pastimes, so many devatas, they become a little bit puffed up, thinking that, oh yes, this is your Lord. This is like, then they get a little bit of perturbed, and then Lord has to come and personally teach them, no, I am your Lord, even though I am performing all the pastimes, and Lord has to come and teach them, like Indra Dev, like even Lord Brahma got bewildered, Brahma Vimohana Leela. So all these things happen. So that, but the devotee, pure devotee, when he gets the opulence, he can always consider this is your mercy. He always considers that the mercy of the Lord and engages in the service of the Lord. That way, it doesn't become any kind of hindrance for his devotional service. So that's this wonderful teaching by this pastime of Vamanadev, punishing Bali Maharaj and also simultaneously teaching us also, like in the distress comes, when distress comes in devotional service, not immediately blame the Lord. Oh Lord, you have created a situation for me. Lord didn't create the situation. We only created the situation for ourselves. But Lord is giving us a way to come out of that situation by giving this type of test so that we can come out successfully. I'll just stop here if there is any questions or comments. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna Mataji.
How can we understand Pundarika Vidyani is external
appearance? Yeah, that's the problem. No? Like we sometimes make judgment. No? Like that judge thing is always there. No? From externally we see somebody is very opulent and very this thing. But Pundarika Vidyanidhi, even though externally he was in a very kind of, his position was very opulent and very wearing all the silk cloth and
extravagant.
But the mood, it's very difficult to understand the mood actually. So the internally how the devotee is relishing and external qualification. That's why we should not, one sense, we should not, actually we don't, we can't judge actually. We can't, it's very difficult to, it's not like a devotee doesn't mean that somebody is a poverty stricken or somebody is, then that person is, not necessarily, that person may be a devotee, that person may not be a devotee also, because, so that is the devotional service is not based on that whatever the person's situation, it's not like, so that is why Shastra we have a lot of examples like how our Sudama Vipra also from external point of view it was nothing, this is same like Kulavecha Sridhar, nothing actually. He didn't have anything, no opulence, nothing, broken the roof and everything. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had so much, gave association for him. And Sudama Vipra also, he didn't have anything materially. He could not have afford to get this chipped rice. He had to go flat rice, he has to borrow only and then take it to Krishna. He didn't have that much money also, so much, no opulence at all. But he had so much love for Krishna, affection for Krishna. Krishna, that got, so that is why Krishna gets attracted by the love and devotion. So like we see from time and again in the, all the Ramayana, Mahabharata, all the Puranas, everywhere, wherever you see, the what attracts the Lord is the bhakti. Like Sabari didn't have anything, but she even gave only the eaten that berry, and then that will satisfy the Lord. But the bhava is very important. So that is why As from our point of view, we try to follow the process, and we try to remain as much as keep our necessities simple. If opulence is given to us, try to use that opulence in service of Krishna. That way, it is like a, it is safer actually. Instead of us using the opulence for our own purpose, we will definitely get entangled. But if we use it in Krishna's mercy and in the service of Krishna, then there is no problem. So that's the way we can see. See, even Gadadhar Pandit could sometimes say he mistook actually. So what to talk of us actually? Gadadhar Pandit is not an ordinary person. He also mistook, you are going to see a Vaishnava, but doesn't look like a Vaishnava. But still, he is, then Mukunda, he fixed the whole thing. So same way we can, when we see sometimes opulence in devotees, Krishna has kindly given the opulence. If they use it properly, then that's good. If they misuse it, then it's their problem. So we should be we should understand like that. Okay. Thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki Jai.